Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I want to talk today about the VFN Torch Top 3. It's that time for the Top 3. Well, we're excited to be sharing these every single day as often as we get a chance because so many people are encouraged. You know, we have so many highlights, and it's so cool to look back at these and say, wow, that really ministered to me. I'm getting, you know, posts and texts all the time about, man, that was great, and that ministered, and I'm going to share this with a family of mine. But number one article or highlight we want to share with you today.
Well, you think about it. There is over 1,260
wow
articles, videos, and segments to encourage our listeners on the Torch.
Wow. And
1,260.
Yes, and all you got to do is just go to the upper right-hand segment of the Torch, which you get to at VFNTV.com, and type in any topic. Any topic, and what if it was a program that we talked about that day or somebody we interviewed, it'll come up, and you can instantly go there, maybe share it with a friend, somebody you want to encourage. You can find it on the Torch. It's just over 1,260.
That is a lot. Well, number one I want to speak about is reckless words pierce like a sword. This is found in Proverbs 12:8, that reckless words pierce like a sword, but the tongue of the wise bring healing. And many today are speaking recklessly without giving much concern to how their words are affecting others. It's like a loose cannon firing shots left and right. And unfortunately, these are the same people who are harmed when words are spoken by others against them. It's like, wait a minute. There is no filter on the words coming out of your mouth. But it's amazing how that works, and those other words are coming right back at you. And the truth is that, you know what? If your words are coming out of your mouth recklessly, or you're not giving thought to your ways, as the Proverbs instructs us to, that a wise man and a wise woman gives thought to their ways, you are literally piercing people. But you know what else you're doing? You're piercing Jesus. You know, the Word of God says that whatever you've done to the least of these brothers of mine, you have done to me. The truth is that, you know what? The power of life and death is in the tongue. And it's foolishness as someone that little riddle says, sticks and stones will break my bones, but your words will never harm me. That's a lie. Words are harmful. But you know what? You can use words to bring life and to bring hope to people. So I want to encourage you today with this highlight. Listen to it because it's really going to help you to give thought to the words that come from your mouth.
It's so funny. People go, well, words don't harm anybody. Well, watch. I'll show you. And you say one word. It's like
watch them fall apart.
See? That was just one word. No, grab my hand. I'll pick you back up again.
Let's try this experiment.
In the same vein,
the second one I want to talk about is don't close your jaw when expressing love. And we're going to get to these real quick as we come to the end of the extra hour. But don't close your jaw when it comes to expressing love. You know, Proverbs 27:5 says, "Is better is an open rebuke than hidden love." And so many people these days are assumed that others know that they love them. It's just an assumption. And they're shocked when someone challenges them or expresses to them that they don't feel that they're loved by them. And, you know, fathers today, you know, they're working. And they're working hard to bring provision for their family and take care of their children. And they kind of feel like they're loving their children by the provision that they're providing. But they're not placing, some are not placing the effort in pronouncing three powerful words.
I love you.
I love you. And there's children today who are craving, boys and girls, craving the love of their parents, craving the love of their fathers, craving the love of their mothers, and they're waiting for someone to tell them. They're waiting for their parents to tell them, I love you. I want to encourage you today that if you don't tell your children that you love them, somebody else will.
The first one that says it and means it wins.
That's right.
Their heart.
That's right. And the last highlight we want to share with you is give your ear, listen to advice. And we were encouraged to avoid the ways of a foolish person who is only interested in following and airing their own opinions and statements. Okay, it's important. It's important not to be foolish. And it's important to listen to those who God has put in our life, those who are instructing us, and those who are leading us in the truth. You know, if a Christian's chief aim is to be in right standing with God, then we're going to be open to listening to what his word says to us, what God wants to say, and what other people who love God are willing to tell us.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.